This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show the next 2 hours. My first guest is a beautiful actress. She's been on our show several times in the past. Donna Mills will be joining us from the country group Low Cash. Chris Lucas will be here. Captain Ron Nielsen will be on the program. If you're afraid of flying, you got to listen to Captain Ron, okay? And then actress Tia Morey. Next hour, from the new show called Racing Wives, Amber Balkin will be on the program. And from the syndicated TV show Hot Bench in syndication nationwide, Judge DeMango will be joining us. There's a second season of Haunted House Guests on the horizon, and the Ghost Brothers will be talking about that. And then the Labor Day travel plans, make sure your car's ready. We'll talk to Zach Jobe. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. I was just telling my guest, who's terrific. She's beautiful. She's talented. And I was just saying to her that in almost 30 years that we've been doing the show, 19,000 guests, I think this is her first time on the show. In fact, I know it is because I would certainly remember if Donna Mills joined us. Hi, Donna. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad I've got to get to finally talk to you.
I know that. And you know what? I don't know what made us wait 30 years, but boy, I tell you, let's not do another 30, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Great. Boy, what a career you have had and continue to have. I mean, your memorable role as Abby Cunningham on Knots Landing. But you've done so many things, worked with so many greats, Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland, Martin Sheen. The list goes on and on and on. So many things. But now you are returning, I'm sure, to what all actors like to return to, and that's the live stage in Burbank at the Colony Theater. Tell us about this. Driving Miss Daisy. Wow.
Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah, they called me and they said, you wouldn't want to do Driving Miss Daisy, would you? And I went, well, yeah, I think so. Let me think about it. And I kind of, you know, went out to see the theater. It's a beautiful theater.
Yes, it is.
It's just the right size for a theater. You know, it's not too big. It's not too small. It's stadium seating and a thrust stage. So everybody, there's no bad seats in the house. And it's just, and I said, well, you know what? I haven't done a play for a long time. This is a challenging role. you know, let me try it. Let me do it. What the heck? And it's been really an adventure and hard.
Sure.
But it's really fun.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about doing theater, and you know this better than any because of your acting experiences, is that you have an immediate response from the audience. You don't have to wait 6-8 weeks to see if the thing went over.
Right, exactly. You know, and we have our first dress rehearsal in, you know, and there'll be a few people there. There won't be many, but there'll be a few. And I'm actually really looking forward to that because the play becomes very different when there's an audience.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And this play is very funny. It's sad in a lot of ways. It's touching in a lot of ways, but it's funny too. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing where those laughs are and stuff like that. Hopefully they're there.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be there. Now, I think everybody should know that this is going to be running for some time. It starts this Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Colony Theater in beautiful downtown Burbank. And it's going for a limited engagement, but a nice run for people to come see you. But when they asked you, Donna, to play the role of Daisy, Miss Daisy, okay, what did you say? Because that is a role that was played in the movie by a very elderly lady and nowhere near as attractive as you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I thought, first of all, when she starts out, she's actually younger than I am right now, okay?
Okay.
And she ages to 97. And I thought that's a real challenge for an actor. And the fact of the matter is I can't do it with makeup because I'm on the stage practically all of the time. There's no time to go and do age makeup. So it becomes physical. It becomes mental. It's a lot of challenges for an actor, you know. It's a lot of really interesting things to do. So I really like it. I like that kind of challenge and finding something new. I mean, that's how you stay young.
You find
new things to do.
That's right. And not shy away from new ideas and things like that because you're used to doing them our way for so long. If you don't go back and do the makeup, how do you pull this off? How do you age so much over a period of maybe 2 hours?
It's physical. It's,
wow.
It's my body.
Really?
It's what I do with my body. It's the clothes. It's the shoes. It's the it's more physical than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mental. Her mental capabilities get slowed down when she gets into her 90s.
Wow.
You know, so you just have to take that into consideration and just go into that. I mean, you kind of have to live it up there, you know?
Do you have to do anything with your beautiful blue eyes to make him like a dull brown?
Never try that actually.
Don't.
No, I wear little glasses, you know, but other than that, no.
Could this go on the road for a while, Donna?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't think they have any plans to do that. This is just a theater, you know, that's there. So I don't think so, but who knows? You never know what's gonna happen with, you know, things like this. So I don't know.
Back in 1971, when you were a part of the Play Misty for Me movie, I have to be candid with you. I was a disc jockey at that time, and it scared the living daylights. I didn't want to go to work for a week, you know?
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. You know, I haven't seen the movie for quite a while.
Me neither.
But people, it runs, I guess, on television. People tell me it holds up.
Oh, yeah. It holds up. I'm afraid to watch it, Neil. I'm in the radio business.
I know. It was a very scary movie. I must say, Clint, you know, he proved himself after that as a director, but that was his first directorial effort.
And you had a clause in Knots Landing that your contract said that the character could never be a grandmother. That was back in 1979. Obviously, your approach to acting has changed doing this role a little bit, huh?
30 years later, it should.
Were you diagnosed with arthritis back in 2000?
Yeah, I've had had it for a long time. Yeah. It runs in my family. Both had it. My brother has it.
Yeah, I say that only because I know that you've done an unbelievable amount of work for BEAT, the Arthritis Awareness Group, and so many other things when it comes to human rights causes, Easter Seals, women in film. I congratulate you for the work that you do for the Arthritis Association. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you. I try to do what I can as much as I can and bring awareness. And, you know, and one of the things that is so important for people and a message to get them is to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arthritis kind of makes you want to, you know, sit in front of the TV, but that's not the way to beat it. That's not the way to not feel it all the time. You have to keep moving. So, you know, I try to get that message out. And, you know, and there are drugs, there are things that can be done, but you just can't sit down and let it take over.
Boy, you certainly aren't doing that. And a little late in congratulating you on your Emmy Award for the portrayal of Madeline Reeves on General Hospital. See, we should have had you a long time ago because, you know, you mentioned before your parents. Your dad was an oil executive. Your mom was a dance instructor, and you studied ballet throughout your teens, right?
Oh, yeah. I started out as a dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I
started studying when I was about 5, and then I started working as a dancer in Chicago. I did summer stock and industrial shows and all kinds of things. And actually, when I first went to New York, I was dancing and acting. I was kind of doing both, mm-hmm. but you know, kind of would take any job I could get. So you know, that dancing background, that discipline that a dancer has to have has really stood me well over my life.
Well, you know, Don, I tell you, dancing does that, but ballet dancing really does that. I mean, you really have to be disciplined to do that, because that's tough stuff. Well, I wish that I could be at this theater on opening night, but I might be there sometime during that stay, because I'm here in Orlando. But it's worth the flight to Burbank, to the Colony Theater. It's opening this Saturday at the Colony Theater. It stars the very lovely and talented Donna Mills in the role of Miss Daisy in the play Driving Miss Daisy. I'm so happy for you, Don. I really am.
Thank you, Ron. It's so nice to talk to you.
Well, you know what? Let's do it again. We don't have to wait 30 years. In fact, if we wait 30 years, I won't even be here in 30 years.
Me either.
So let's plan on something a little bit sooner, okay?
Okay, you got it.
And may I say something? You are one beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
Well,
thank you.
Good luck. I'll say break a leg, but you never say that to a ballet dancer.
All right.
I'll just say good
thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Donna Mills has been our guest. Boy, I tell you, she is a talented lady. I love watching her act, and she's part of Driving Miss Daisy at the Colony Theater in Burbank.
Oh, thank you, Ron. You're a really good interviewer. It's not hard with you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Donna. Thank you so much. But it makes it a whole lot easier when you have a great guest with answers that aren't yes or no. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but what freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Girl, I've never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And that is one of many hits that are burning up the charts across the country. And, of course, it's Low Cash. And joining us right now, one of the main members, in fact, 50%, Chris Lucas. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How you doing, buddy? It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. And congratulations on all the success you guys are having. That's fantastic. Couldn't be happier for you.
Oh, thanks, man. You know how long we've been at this, so it feels good.
You know, the longer you're at something and then you finally reach the pinnacle, I think the more not only you enjoy it, the more you appreciate it. I think a lot of times some of the young entertainers that make it early in a career don't really know how difficult it is to get to the point that you're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a difficult. It's been over 10 years for us, and but you're right. The moment we're at where we're at as young men and as young dads, and with a career that's popping right now, man. You ride the wave as long as you can, but it's a surreal moment. It's a humbling moment for us too, because we have lost it all. We have lost a lot of stuff and gotten to where we go by, you know, grassroots. Yeah. The way it's supposed to go.
Well, I couldn't be happier for you. Earlier this year, you had a ACM Awards nomination for New Vocal Duo. Now, coming up, this is the exciting part. I'm so happy for you guys. I feel like I'm getting this award, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are nominated the Duo Video of the Year. That's sensational, Chris.
Yeah, man, it's another blessed moment, man. It's one of those things where, you know, we found out yesterday, and you look at it, and I remember 10 years ago eating out of a tuna fish can with mustard.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And now we're getting nominated for awards, man. It's a cool feeling, you know, and who knows if we win or not. It's really not the point. The point is we're at the party, and it feels good, and we've worked hard for this moment.
With your attitude, and you guys have that down-to-earth type approach to everything, it's going to last for a long time. Now, I want to specify to people who may not know this, okay, but the CMT Music Awards are very, very special, probably more special than any of the others. Tell us why that's the case, Chris.
Well, it's because it's fan-voted, and you really get to listen to, you know, the fans. I mean, they are country music. You know, country music wouldn't be anything without the fans. And I do truly believe, and I say this because, you know, I like all kinds of music, but country music fans are the most loyal.
Yep.
and impressive I've ever seen. They really are. They're great. They're true to their music, and they're true to the people that they like. And choose the people that they don't like too, but at the same time, you know, they're good. And CMT ventures off and lets the fans decide. And they even bring in it's more of a fun, you know, environment to relax. And they even bring in other artists or celebrities that come in that, you know, that like country music but are from other genres and stuff.
There's no doubt that the country music fan has been for eons so dedicated. If an artist didn't have a hit record for 15 years, they would still get huge response at concerts because they just never forget.
They don't forget. Yeah. And you're right, man. I mean, it's loyalty. And I love that. I mean, it's down home, you know, heart of America loyalty.
Fans can vote for their favorite artist. Now, to vote for Low Cash, how do you vote?
You go on there, and you go on the CMT website, and they say vote now, and you click on that, and then just scroll down to Duo Video of the Year and vote Low Cash for I Know Somebody.
That's fantastic. How did you and Preston meet?
We met at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville, Tennessee. I was already working there, and literally I was kind of tired. I needed some time off. I didn't know what I wanted, and, you know, I was with a rock and roll group, and, you know, it was a little different for me. I loved country music, but, you know, that was in my heart, and nobody else in the group was, you know, going that way. So one day I met Preston. I got him a job at the Wild Horse as one of the MCs to host the shows with me. And we met, man, and, you know, we had a lot of similarities in music. His integrity and his perseverance were like mine. And it was cool. It was like the stars matched. We had a banter about us on the microphones that people were actually coming to see us just talk.
Wow.
You know, and dance and make people smile.
Yeah.
And that's when we realized, you know, hey, man, maybe we should do something with this.
Now, you guys are on a tour that's going to be taking you all the way through the summer. And we can go to, by the way, lowcashmusic.com to follow those dates. And, of course, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. When you guys go into a studio and it's a 50-50 effort, I mean, who steers the boat?
We both do. And actually, we have a great producer named Lindsey Rhymes. And he's basically the captain of that ship. And then he steers us in the right direction because it's really funny because all three of us have really bad ADD. So it's really like herding cats kind of sometimes when you're in the studio.
That's funny.
At the same time, man, we surround ourselves by positivity. He's a very positive person. He's got a lot of energy, and you feed off of that. You feed off that energy, and you just realize, man, this is fun. We're blessed to be able to do this. Let's get serious. Let's sing this for, like, we're singing it to millions of fans when we're in there.
Now, we went in with I Know Somebody. When you were doing rock and roll in the bars, what kind of rock and roll were you doing, Chris?
Man, I like Motley Crue, Whitesnake, that kind of stuff. I like the glam rock, but, you know, I also did some R&B covers, too. But, you know, it's just rock and roll. I think, you know, as a kid, everybody wanted to.
Yeah.
Be a rock star at one time.
There's no doubt. Some of us that aren't kids still want to be a rock
star.
Right,
exactly.
Well, I'm going to repeat that. I hope you don't mind, but we're on a quest here for this election, all right?
Yeah.
I can be your campaign manager.
Well,
maybe you don't want me. I might have skeletons in my closet you don't want
to.
We all do. Go to CMT.com and vote for Low Cash as the Duo Video of the Year. Hey, Chris, are you going to be down in the Orlando area at all in the near future?
I hope so. I was just there for the Star Wars convention recently.
Were you really? You're at the convention center.
Star Wars fanatic. I took my son, and it was one of the best times I've ever had.
I want to congratulate you and Preston for all the success you have, and come back and join us sometime. You're a great guest. Do you know that, Chris?
Oh, well, thank you, man. You're a great interviewer, and we appreciate it. And I just love that you know how long it's been for us, and it's been a blessing.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you deserve it.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lucas has been our guest. Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye.
Chris Lucas has been our guest. He's part of Low Cash, one of the hottest duos in country music right now, along with his partner, Preston Brust. Talented guys, really. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Corona, nothing but a coconut aroma. Slip into a tropical coma. Turn my beach chair into a sofa. Hey, don't you want to get drunk? Lay in the sand and get stuck. A bunch of rum to a numb. Come on and get you some of that sun. Turn the light band up.
That's Low Cash good music. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
Next clown, buzzing with my new friends I found. Bikinis and palm trees dancing around. Got
got a tall stack of shot glasses upside down.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit. He's already working out disagreements among leaders and concerns over his trade war with China. The dispute is expected to dominate many of the conversations at this year's G7. The president defended his position.
I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it.
On Friday, China unveiled retaliatory tariffs on roughly $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. The president responded by announcing he would increase existing Chinese tariffs. Earlier on Friday, he ordered U.S. companies to find alternatives to manufacturing goods in China. He encouraged them to move production to the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. When it comes to airplanes, especially commercial airplanes, I mean, I'm the guy that sits at the end of the runway and can identify every type of commercial airline that lands and takes off. And I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. He's an Air Force Academy graduate with a tour in Vietnam, accumulated over 20,000 flight hours during his career as a commercial pilot flying on a Boeing 737. He's authored A Chicken Soup for Soul, presents The Fearless Flight, and you've seen him on the Today Show, NBC. Nightly News. Joining us right now is Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Ron. How are you? Nice to have you on the show.
Hey. Good, Ron. You got a great name.
You have a terrific name. And as they say, two wrongs don't make a right, so I think we're in really good shape here, you know. You know, I get so many different kinds of names, Ron, that it's just so nice to be able to concentrate on the name because I got this one down pat. This book that you have out right now, which is called Overcome Fear of Flying, this is an ailment, if you will, that affects over 60 million people in the United States alone. Now, in the introduction, Ron, I mentioned the fact that I love flying. But I got to tell you, after all the years that I've flown, I'm still a little reluctant. How do you get over this? I mean, sometimes I think maybe, and this helped me a lot, I flew with some private pilots, friends of mine, and you sit in the right seat, and you have a little bit idea of what's going on. I think that makes a big difference, does it not?
It makes a huge difference, and that's the difference between people who overcome their fear and anxiety about flying and those who don't. Is you have to educate yourself more about the things that bother you. When I work one-to-one with people, and the techniques that I list in the book, it starts with educating yourself. So I start with, you know, what's the trigger? What's the thing that you notice makes you anxious or brings up your fear in an airplane? And so some people say, I don't like the way that I feel on takeoff. And it's usually the sights, the sounds, the sensations that people experience in an airplane, which you know are multiple.
Yeah.
And so those things, if they're unfamiliar to me, I've got a part of my brain that kept me alive and kept my ancestors alive for a couple hundred million years, and that part gets triggered and it says, hey, I don't like this, what's going on? So you educate yourself, and then we've got some strategies and tools to use where you can, after you educate yourself a little bit more about what triggers you, then you can take a look at those and you can find ways to distract yourself, because your anxiety is not going to disappear in the next flight that you do. And so you learn how to disrupt that thinking, that little voice in there that says, hey, I thought we weren't going to do this anymore. And then the other thing is you stay engaged socially, because that's a big part of how we regulate our fear. We connect with others, and it calms us.
You know, a lot of times people will say it's like being on a boat in the water. Now, I used to be in boating, and I saw a wave coming, and I knew what was happening. But the people in the back of the boat that were on the aft deck, they didn't know it, and they were shocked. I think that's a lot of the problem with people. The pilot knows where the turbulence is, and the people, they all of a sudden feel it. Now, here's the other part, though. I watch all of these shows, Air Disaster, you know, all the shows. I watch them all. And I was watching a show the other night, and they were dismantling a 747. And they were mentioning the fact that four bolts hold on an engine of a 747. Now, I was getting really good at this. I was like the next Charles Lindbergh. Until I heard that. That doesn't sound like a lot of equipment to hold on that engine.
Well, it's not when you consider there are four points that hold it on there. But think about this. You want that engine to be securely in place. But let's say one of those bolts failed, and that engine turns sideways, or worst case, we'll make a cartoon figure out of it. It turns around, now it's pointing against the way the airplane was going. You want the shear, and that's one of the things, too. So they're engineered to do the job, but should something happen and one break, we want literally, you know, and you, of course, you don't see that every day in the news, obviously, so it is pretty well engineered. But if one of those snapped, we want that airplane or that engine to completely separate and not now be a problem for us. So it's a good point. And, you know, back on what you said about the being in a boat and knowing what's happening, that is a significant thing. We give you crummy little windows in the back that you can't see,
right,
and you can't anticipate what's going on. Like, you you would if you were in the driver's seat. And that's a big problem. And the other thing is the speed at which you go across that lake in your boat. That determines, you know, if you've ever done that in a high-speed boat, you know, you can actually skip across waves to waves. And if you're in really, really heavy turbulence sometimes, you can actually hear the wind slapping up at the bottom of the airplane just like you would a boat.
Yeah. I flew a Connie back when I was a youngster.
Yeah, me too.
I love that airplane. But on the way back from where we were coming from with my parents, we flew a Convair 880. Now, there is a significant difference in the takeoff and the climb of a prop compared to a jet. When I got on that Convair 880, I thought I was going to the moon. You know, that guy just went right up.
Now, exactly. And that's nothing compared to what's out there today.
Yeah, no, I know that. Now, here's the other thing. People say, well, if you're afraid of heights, you probably won't like to fly. I am deathly afraid of heights. My partner was Ed McMahon, and he was a pilot. I mean, he flew the Corsair in the Second World War.
Yeah, Corsairs, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he was a Corsair driver, yeah.
Right. I was afraid of heights, still am. He was afraid of heights. Yet when you're in an airplane, you're not.
Yeah, I've got some of my best buds are afraid of heights, but it's the story we tell ourselves. So if you're afraid of heights and you're a non-pilot, you may look out the window and say, oh my God, if I fall out of this thing right now, it's going to be the end. But if you're a pilot, you know, again, that anticipation, I'm anticipating what I'm going to do. I am one with the birds. And so it's the story we tell ourselves, and that's what makes people afraid to fly, is they believe that heights are inherently dangerous, and we're naturally afraid of heights. That's a fear that's built into our survival instinct. And so you have to learn to fly, not just how to manipulate the flight controls, as Ed and I had to do, but you have to actually learn what is going on with the thing and change the story that you have in your brain about flying. It's not natural.
I think it's also consuming that a person sees this huge, huge vehicle that flies. It was tough enough to accept it when they had props and you saw something moving. Now you have a jet, you don't even see anything moving, and you know, you don't know if the engine's on or off like you would on a prop. So I think that just the thought, I mean, let's face it, bottom line, if the reason people are fear of flying is there a fear of crashing? Because it just seems like it isn't possible that this thing can fly. Am I not correct on that?
Absolutely. I was just talking to a coaching student that I was working with yesterday, and I said, you know, even myself with 20,000 hours, there's a little bit of awe in me. When I look, I come up, if I'm going to be a pastor, I come up to look out the terminal window, and there's this thing that weighs anywhere between a couple hundred thousand and 1,000,000 pounds out there, and there's part of me that says, wow, that is amazing. And so it is. But it's the laws of physics, and once you know those, and the airplane always knows the laws of physics. It doesn't care. If you put something like wings on it and you put big engines on it, it's going to fly.
Yeah, unbelievable. Now, tell us about Overcome Fear of Flying. Where can we get that? Now, do you do the classes in L.A. where they have all of the airplanes for the movie sets? Do you do stuff in there?
We do. That's been a recent addition in the last 5 years. We got another class coming up on October 26th. You can go online to www.fearlessflight.com, and there you can get all the information about the class coming up on October 26th, and you can get the information about our book and online classes. We do a weekly Facebook show. All that's available, and it's really exciting. We do it in conjunction with a movie studio, Air Hollywood, out there, and they called me up several years ago after I was on ABC's Nightline and said, hey, I'd like to do something for people who are afraid to fly. So we started a program there, and we have a real cabin mock-up, and we do the whole class inside that, complete with a mock waiting area. And so people really get into it, because one of the problems if you're afraid to fly is once you're away from the airplane or even the thought of the airplane in your therapist's office, it's not real anymore.
Yeah.
And so we need that setting sometimes to pull all those triggers.
The website, flight.com, what do we see when we go there, Ron?
Fearlessflight.com. So,
okay.
So our goal is Fearless Flight. You're going to see information about my book coming out on September 1st.
Great.
And we're running a sweepstakes. One lucky person somewhere in the lower 48 states is going to get to work with me and overcome their fear, including I'm going to fly out to them as a graduation prize. And we're going to go take a round trip from an airport nearby them. And so you can find out all the stuff that's available, including the book and the class coming up in October in the L.A. area there. And you can get information for our weekly Facebook show that we have as well.
Man, I wish I could. You and I got to become really close friends. I could talk to you.
I would love it.
And I would love to be able to talk to you. I know you're on a busy schedule, and if I keep people too long, everybody gets mad at me. But when you come back, and please do, we'll talk about the Boeing planes that are being grounded, okay, and how people probably are going to have a fear of going into that airplane. They got to do something just to get over that image.
Absolutely. That's the safest airplane in the sky. So when it comes out that day, buy a ticket on that one, because nothing will be more scrutinized but like that one.
That's a good point. Captain, please join us again, would you?
I will. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you so much. You too, my friend. Our guest has been Captain Ron Nielsen, Fear of Flying Coach. His book, Overcome Fear of Flying, will be out on September 1st. Fascinating book. It really is. And if you have a little bit of a fear of flying, and 60 million people in the United States alone do, you got to listen to Captain Ron Nielsen.
Thanks.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I don't know, I'm looking down the litany of guests that we've had in the show for the past 28 years, and I think T has been here before, but I'm not sure, but whether she has or not, it's good to have her back. She's quite the lady, an actress, producer, and author. Joining us right now is Tia Mori. Hi, Tia, how are you?
Hi, Ron. I have to say, you pronounce my name, my last name, beautifully.
Well, thank you.
Some people say Maori, but you said Mori, and just kudos, bravo.
Well, you don't hear that very often on this show. I am the absolute king of butchering a name. I want you to...
And you know, really?
And, you know, here's the thing about it. Here's the funny thing about it. I think it is the most insulting thing in the world when you mispronounce somebody's name. And because I have that stigma, I do it every time.
Well, guess what, Ron? You did not do it this time. You nailed it.
I nailed it. You know, a lot of people call me Ron. Segi, Segi, and it's Segi, right?
Yeah.
More E's, that's it, boy. And, you know, I can see it in lights now on Broadway. I can picture.
Oh, man.
Well, you're a delight to have. I love you being here. I love the Sister. Who could not love Sister?
Thank you.
And now Netflix series Family Reunion, and I understand a holiday show coming up on Lifetime, a very vintage Christmas. You're a busy lady.
I am. And, you know, I am forever grateful. I've been in this business ever since I was a little girl, and to still be doing what I love to do, I truly thank my lucky stars every single day. Well, actually, you know what? I have a praying grandmother who's in heaven, but she's constantly praying for me. You know, I truly believe that a lot of my blessings come from her and her prayers. I'm very grateful to be still doing what I love to do.
Oh, that's very, and that's so nice of you to say. But that's a nice thought. One of these days, my grandchildren think about me that way. Let's talk about
this.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Let's talk about this great venture that Walgreens is on. Okay, now, teachers are so important. They're mentors, they're counselors, they're cheerleaders, they're protectors. They play such a major role, and in some cases spend more time with a child of any age than the parents sometimes do in the course of a week. But public schools, it's kind of sad that they have all this money coming in, but they can't pay the teachers the right amount or the supplies. I understand, I have a statistic in front of me, that on an average, public school teachers will take out of their own wallet about $480 a year to bring supplies to the classroom. That's staggering, dear.
Right. It is definitely staggering. And that's why I'm so grateful for Walgreens and the We Teachers program. You know, this program was launched by Walgreens in addition to an organization called Me to We. This program's goal is basically just to provide free resources within the classroom across America. But not only that, I think what's so great about this program, one of my favorite components, is they are providing free online courses for teachers to, you know, get a better understanding and to learn more about the social issues that can arise within a classroom, such as bullying, mental health being one of them, youth violence. But, you know, you mentioned teachers spending $500 of their own money to stock these classrooms, and that is staggering. And so Walgreens is showing how committed they are and how appreciative they are that they have also launched the We Teachers Award. And this is an award in which parents, students, and teachers can nominate their favorite teacher to receive a $500 gift card. They, meaning Walgreens, are giving out 500 of these cards, which totals $250,000, which is $250,000, just to help provide these free resources within the classroom to help better our children and educate our children and put them in line to be happy, number one, and to be successful. Not only can you nominate a teacher, you can support the program by checking out a Walgreens and buying some back-to-school supplies, or you can just walk up to a cashier and just say, hey, you know, I'd like to do a cash donation, and a little goes a long way. It's awesome that Walgreens is putting a spotlight on our teachers and showing that they care.
And it's nice to see Walgreens in the private sector taking part in this kind of a program, because, you know, normally people that are in business are looking at their bottom line. They hear if it's government run, or then you think, well, you know, that's their own deal. But it's nice to see this. Mm-hmm. And this goes through 2020 school year. You know, it's funny when you talk about a favorite teacher. You know, just the other day, and I'm 107 years old, and just the other day, I was talking about my favorite teacher in junior high school.
Yes.
You know, you never forget that.
Yes. You never forget that. And I was actually talking about that earlier, how I have a favorite teacher, and I have several, actually. One is Mrs. Smallwood, who was my third grade teacher, and I still remember her teaching me about self-esteem. I was always so secure to raise my hand and ask questions within a classroom, you know, because I was, you know, thought I was asking something silly, but, you know, she was always the one that would pull me aside after class, before class, and just tell me and say, Tia, you're doing great. You're doing excellent. You're doing wonderful. So she, you know, encouraged me to, you know, just go after, you know, whatever I needed to do, whether that was, you know, be the best at my spelling bee test or be the best at my book report. And then in my college years, I had an incredible professor by the name of Dr. Banks, who really, really shaped me when it comes to mental health. I am a psych major, so one of my first courses during my freshman year was a freshman seminar class, and it was basically like I would go to this therapy session with him, you know, with these other students in class, and it was just something that was so different because we were focusing on our mental health. You know, and this was years ago.
Yeah.
You know, these two teachers, I still remember after all of these years. I mean, I graduated college in 2003. I still remember them. So
I remember my teacher. I've been in school so long ago, Tia. My teacher actually taught me how to put a new shoe on a horse. That's how long ago I've been in school.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Yeah, that's incredible. If you want to get to school, you got to ride your horse. You know, there was no cars at that time. Where can we go to you for more information on this great program that Walgreens has?
You can go to walgreens.com/me2we.
Hey, when you get more time, can you come back and we'll talk about some of the things you're doing this fall?
Oh, my gosh, totally. I'd love to.
Let's do it. And I hope those teachers all got your last name right.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's very few. Very few have gotten it right. And you, sir, are definitely one of them.
Well, thank you. Thank you, dear. Actress Tia Morey has been our guest. Tia, thank you for joining us, and please be with us again soon, okay?
Oh, my gosh, no problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear. What a sweet lady she is. A terrific actress, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise, your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to put a wrapper on things for hour number one of our show, but stick around. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include actress Donna Mills from the country group Low Cash, Chris Lucas, Captain Ron Nielsen, and actress Tia Morey. Next hour, there's a new show on TV called Racing Wives, and one of its guests and one of its stars is Amber Balkin. Also, from the syndicated TV show Hot Bench, Judge Domingo will be joining us. The second season of Haunted House Guest is going to be airing, and the Ghost Brothers will be here to talk about it. And then coming up next weekend is Labor Day, and a lot of Labor Day traffic going to be out there, so we'll talk car safety with Zach Jobe. Next hour with Ron Sedgie today.